Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
All right.
Hello.
All right.
Hello. How's it going? You all right?
All right.
Been up to?
It's a nice mint colour.
Thank you.
Is that mint?
Or sage?
Sage.
It's a bit darker for sage.
Is it grey or blue, that?
Your eyes are right.
It's blue on there, but it's grey from here.
I think it's like...
Blue, you maniac.
That's blue on the
screen. Wire is blue.
There's loads of different shades of blue, to be honest. It's grey when I look at it with my naked eye.
Bit of blue, but bit of blue for the
Can
dads.
You go 5 minutes without a Phoenix Knights reference?
No, we can't. And no, Shelley.
Jesus Christ.
That was actually a Peter Kay live at Manchester Arena.
Doesn't matter. It's still a Phoenix Knights reference.
Bit of blue.
Somewhere in the mix. And I think he actually says it in the show as well.
Yeah. Most deaf. How you doing anyway? You all right? Didn't sit with you like yesterday? You enjoyed the game?
Mouth-watering. Well, you didn't miss it. I'm sure you watched it. It was mouth-watering, wasn't it? Epic.
Do you know what? It's a new experience for me.
Go on.
Watching a footy with my wife. Because normally I'm either here or I'm at the game. So the shit she comes out with during a game. What cracked me up yesterday was when Maguire went down holding his face, like, didn't even touch him. Look at the state of him, didn't even touch him. And I'm like,
yeah, I get
who
that.
Are you?
It's awful. I hate that. Yeah.
I think she's saying to her mates, it's weird watching the game with my husband, the shit he comes out with.
But she's not even a proper football fan or anything, is she? She just kind of like...
Johnny come lately.
Sort of tolerates it. Yes. But yeah, I mean, like, she goes, Rashford shouted fucking hell then. I'm like, so?
I'm going to be, that's, to be fair, that's like a Daily Mail story, isn't it? Do you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, you can't be looking for that.
And I was just like, this is such a mad, like, new thing.
I didn't know she wasn't a football fan.
No, she ain't not for you. I don't know how you do it, me having a missus that's in the football.
I prefer not.
Yeah, I like just like.
She's all right on my miss. Like, she's not like full on constant.
I mean, imagine finishing.
Man United, isn't it?
Yeah. But like.
Yeah, she's got a Fellaini tattoo on her finger.
Yeah, we don't need to talk about that.
I can't imagine.
That's his favourite finger, that.
I can't imagine.
You've been talking to her again.
He loves that.
She's been telling you stories.
I can't imagine going home from work.
Use the Fellaini finger again.
Getting in bed and going. Fucking Aaron Maguire and be like,
yeah, you want a break from that, don't you? Yeah. You don't want to, like, yeah. But I suppose it's you not, speak to about other things.
Yeah, it's not when like, the football's the president. Like, when I got home last night, for example, she was filling me on what had been going on with the kids and all that. It wasn't like, hey, what about that? What about
I'm
that?
I'm glad
goal
you
for
didn't
West
end that sentence you know what I mean? Very early.
3 points.
When I got home yesterday, she filled me in
with the filet finger.
Fucking David points, eh? Yeah, I couldn't do it.
Yeah, no, it's not like
I've seen
like
a few games.
And this isn't me saying, oh, women can't like football.
No, I know, I get where you're coming from, because especially when you it's your hobby and you work as well.
Yeah. And like,
and then
I'll
you
have,
go home and get it, but
I'll
it's not like that
ring me on the drive home sometimes, and I'll go, mate, I've just watched it. I spoke about it with people I watched it with. I then did 3 videos at the end of it.
Yeah.
I'll hit you tomorrow.
I found that. Like,
it gets loud, doesn't it?
In the football group that we're in with all my mates and like
the some of these guys. Probably.
Some of these guys, I've known them since school, college, all that kind of stuff. And obviously...
Since you're a Villa fan.
Yeah, since then. I'll come out.
Since 98.
I'll come out of a game with Usla or whatever, or doing whatever. And then you'll go in the group and you'll snap at them.
Yeah.
Because Usla have been talking shit all day and you've been annoying me. And then one of them will go, oh, fucking Pogba's awful. And you go, oh, fuck off. It's not his fault, you fucking nut. And then you think, that's the first word I've said to them in weeks.
Yeah, no, I'm
and
the
I'm
same.
Angry, like, chill yeah. out, yeah. Like,
I'm swinging.
Yeah. I'm the same, mate. I've left some of them, like, because it's just, I go in there and it's like 80 messages what, after the game, all running and shit, and you just think it's just draining, isn't it? And it's worse when we've won and it's still moaning. That's when it gets to me and I'm like, mate, come on. Where's the enjoyment?
I hate moaning for moaning's sake. Yeah. Especially, like, we're going to talk about this contract for Ollie.
Yeah.
Even if you don't like
you
Ollie.
You watching any of your videos?
Mate, I only moan when there's a good reason. Even if you don't like Ollie.
Something about glass houses and black kettles.
What? You threw a kettle at your ass again? Told him to stop doing that. Last time it was a brick with a note, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Stop that.
Only when they're on fire.
All you need is attached to a petrol
bomb. Fucking brick.
Yeah, and I just snap at my mate sometimes.
Yeah, it's hard. It's hard.
I think I'm a miserable old man now.
Are you?
Mm. Oh, I definitely am, but I like it.
No, I hate it.
It's fine. It's good.
I hate it. You can just see your youth slipping away.
Can you see yourself becoming like your dad? Do you see that?
No, sometimes I say something and I go...
Yeah, because that's what I notice. Like, I get a little bit more like my dad when moaning. Because like I told you, when I took him to the game, he was just moaning all the way through it. I love my dad to bits. You'd say, you know, he's a reasonable United fan, but even I was like, fucking hell, it's not that bad.
Is that like sit next to Andy?
Like, didn't you watch us get relegated?
Yeah,
fucking great.
He literally did. He went like, he's proud of the fact he went practically every game when we were in Division 2. I'm like, you know what I mean? It's not that bad that we're only 1-0 up against Chelsea.
One of my uncles, after when lockdown happened, he's like, I ain't been back. Like, and when he goes, I ain't been back, we all ain't been back.
Yeah.
But he's like, I ain't even watched him on telly.
Really?
Yeah.
Still disciplined that though, because I couldn't, even if you said that, and I was like, do you know what? I've had enough of the Glazers, or I had enough of whatever. I'm not even watching on telly. You know you would.
I don't know how.
Like, sooner or later, you'd think, fuck it. What, we just beat Leeds 6-2?
Janine's just got into some geezer. It's pretty fascinating, pretty interesting, because I've got into it a little bit. She's watched all the videos the guy's made. Geezer on YouTube's bought a ghost town and is like renovating it to make it like a tourist attraction kind of thing.
Yeah.
He paid like a couple of million for it, something like that.
Which you do.
But he's lived there. He went there in March as COVID was hitting and has just gone, fuck it, I'm just going to stay here and like live here. So all his videos are like, yo, 6 months in a ghost town on my own.
Really?
7 months in a ghost town on my own. Like, but it draws you in a little bit. He's interested. He's obviously got some sort of skill as a filmmaker and thingy because, you know, he's doing some stuff which requires skill and knowledge of like, he's not just accidentally filming things. He's got a purpose to what he's making and stuff like that. But I go, half of me goes, I'd love to fuck off proper and live in a ghost town and not talk to any cunt for 6 months. I'd buzz off that. But at the same time, I'm watching a game. Literally one of the number one reasons, probably even above family, why I would not move, the proof was in 2008 when I came back. What did I do?
Yeah.
Old Trafford, I'll see my son later. Like, he's going to be there tomorrow, isn't he? Game won't be.
Fair enough.
One of the only reasons why I won't leave Manchester and move somewhere else, because tell you what, Jay, I fucking hate the cold. I volunteered for Iraq. I hate the cold that much. I was like, send me, we're the bombing you.
That's some
because I'm sick to death of this cold.
Yeah.
Bit of a suntan, though. Happy days.
The only reason why I won't get too dark for suntan.
I like
it. It might be after you.
The only reason I won't move away from Manchester, major reason I won't move away from Manchester,
is United.
That was like when I picked my uni though, like I went, I'm either staying in Birmingham or I'm going to Manchester.
Yeah.
I'm not going anywhere else because then if I go to London or Newcastle, my dad's not bringing me to the games anymore. And yeah, it was like University of Manchester went, fuck off. And I went, all right, cool. BCU it is.
I get where you're coming from though. Because when I went to uni in London and for a time I was considering staying there, but I used to come back for the games. I know, mate.
Wasn't it? I mean, I'd come home every weekend.
And then I was like, I missed too much about Manchester. And a big part of it was United, and obviously.
I never really like went both feet into it and went fully army barmy like a lot of people do. Yeah. Like just leave all the mates that they had at home. I'd still come back and see my mates. I'd go to the match with them and all the rest of it. And it was just, this is my job. I'm going watching United when I can.
How amazing is it though, like that? I know we say job, it's our jobs now, but it don't that we're working. Like, do you lot still have to pinch yourself sometimes?
Me, it's been you talk about this. I feel like, yeah, I think you pinch yourself, and I feel privileged that we get access as well. And I know we don't get a lot of access, but we, you know,
you've had a lot more.
Yeah,
than us.
Like I've you know interviewed some of my heroes, been in press conferences and stuff, and it's like I am a fan first and foremost. Can't help it, and a certain like. You know, the first time I got an opportunity with a pulled interview to Wayne, with Wayne Rooney, I froze. There was like a load of us, and I was just like...
I was like, remember
when... And I was like, just think of some words and say them. And I was like...
Don't sound like a dick either.
Yeah. It was football. It was like, do you know what I mean?
That was last week, wasn't it?
Salford game. The Salford versus United game, Class of 92 game.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And me and him, we had this pass where we could go anywhere.
Including
in, that, in fact, that yeah. we couldn't go anywhere, but we had got told by Craig Norwood,
yeah,
oh, yeah, that means you can go anywhere. So, that, fucking
listening
yes,
to him,
bro.
High five.
So, we had the confidence the of men that could be anywhere, but yeah. we couldn't actually be anywhere. And we've turned this corner in a tunnel, and there was a table there, and sat on the table was Giggs, Scholes, and Gary Neville. And I was like, I was taking a picture with Gary Neville, and my hand was like,
that's
that.
What happened to me. We're not.
My hand was yeah. fucking gone, mate. And you know when you're trying to hold it, like, yeah. All right, don't fucking move now yet. It was just fully gone, bruv.
Do you know your mate, Adam Catterall?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I love Catman.
Right, Catterall. Me and him went to the interview the Class of 92 for their film came out. And as soon I was just there pretending, like, oh, I'll film this. What do I fucking know about a camera? Not lens cap still on it and everything.
Like, selfie mode.
Yeah, it was a disaster. But I just wanted to there. So at the end, as soon as it's finished, I was like, can I have a photo? And he took a photo of me with them, and then I would take a photo, and my hands were shaking. And then he started taking a mick out of me, and they all started laughing.
And it got worse.
Yeah, it got worse. It's like I had something wrong with me. And I was like, just thinking, like, stop fucking faking.
And it's not.
And it just makes it worse.
It's not. So now you got him chatting to Rio every Monday.
Yeah.
We've had the privilege to just, like, oh, yeah, oh, it's just fucking Rio there. And then, like, South Africa with Giggsy, yes, playing mate. Football with Robbo and Cole. I played at Old Trafford with Park and Brown. Like,
well, even like the lift incident. I mean,
explain the lift incident.
Yeah. Well, there was two lift incidents. One was Jesse Lingard was in there.
That one is our mate.
Yeah, but that was funny count. Still because Lindelof shat himself, right? there was only like four lifts or something in the entire hotel. United was on like floor.
So where's this? Give a bit of context.
It's Singapore.
Right. So pre-season tour, yeah?
Yeah. Yep. So the lifts are stopping on our floor. And occasionally they would stop and there would be United players in the lift because we was in the same hotel.
Basically, every day you go in the lift, you'll see a United player.
Pretty much.
Basically.
Or pretty much every time you went in the lift. Not every day.
Yeah.
Every time you went to the lift, a United player or someone to do with a club would be there. So the lift stops in front of us and the door opens and Jesse's on his phone, obviously, because that's all
standard.
He does. And
he was DMing me at the time.
Yeah.
And I, because I'm a dick, I just jumped in, grabbed him, and went, give us your fucking watch. So he starts laughing because he immediately recognised it was me. Lindelof emptied his trousers on himself and just turned and faced the wall like I wouldn't see him in a lift.
Didn't even look to back his mate or nothing, no. By the way.
That worries me slightly.
And if you look at that picture, I'm just like, yeah, it's just Jesse, mate. It's like, I'm even probably thinking, why are we taking a picture with Jesse Lingard?
Yeah.
Like, what is the point in this picture?
But the other one, the other lift incident was...
Oh,
my
favourite lift incident.
The funniest, because I was so drunk.
I think I might have heard this, but go on.
It was about 2 a.m. After the Bentley incident.
Not that one. Not that one. No, not the Brian Robson one.
Do you think it's okay for us to talk about the Bentley
Absolutely
incident?
Not.
I'm not even going to ask. I don't even want to know.
No, it's not.
If he's saying absolutely not, that worries me.
It definitely isn't.
Right.
No.
Okay.
No, I'm talking about the Wan Mata one. So this was, I thought this was cooler than trying to get Robbo in headlock's cool, but like.
Nah, that's the best.
The Wan Mata one, I'm wearing sunglasses at midday because I'm drunk.
Right.
The lift opens, and at the time they only had them training kits on, which were just all black with A on in the middle of it.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
But because I'm wearing sunglasses, I can't actually see who it is. So I've kind of walked in the lift and gone like that. And Wan Mata, at the same time I've done that, goes, oh, shit.
Really? And then he went to us. Are you coming to training now, yeah? And I was thinking, we ain't hooked up like that, bro. And secondly, we're not your teammates.
Yeah. And I'm not drunk. I'm going, Nah, I'm going to the pool.
Yeah, we went, we're going to the pool. You're going to meet us there later, yeah? And he's like, yeah. Oh, see you later.
You coming to training?
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Oh, give us a cuddle.
Can you shut up for a minute, please?
Yeah. You what?
Can you shut up for a minute, please?
Go on, then.
We have got a cheeky little commercial seal, as always. I don't. You know what? Yeah, I'd plug these, like, even if they didn't pay us to. I hope no one's used this. It's a little Manscaped thing.
Oh, nice.
You wanna? You wanna? ASMR? Is that called ASMR? Is it doing anything for you?
Love it.
Now, if you've got a shit razor at home, when you hear that noise, you will go, "Oh, me balls!" Because it's just nipped. You know, when you nip it. Well, Manscaped don't have any of that nipping stuff, nicking stuff. It's got anti-nick technology in this bad boy. It's even got a light for your gooch, so you know when you're in the nether regions in the dark zone.
Yeah.
For us too, it's a really dark zone.
Oh, mate.
Or if you're doing it in the dark on your own, and for some reason,
yeah,
because you never know.
Lights have
keep
gone
it
out.
Tactical.
Yeah. When you're in prison,
yeah, in a tactical ball trim.
It's got a little bit of a light on there, so it's amazing
right.
stuff.
Are you going with a ball trim that doesn't have a light, or a ball trim that has a light?
Once you use one with a light, you can't go back.
So can we zoom into that, please, so I can read it out? That'd be great.
So this is that's the essential lawnmower 3.0 technology now.
It is the essential lawnmower 3.0. It comes
waterproof
in the
as
package.
Well. It's waterproof, so you can do it in the shower.
Yeah, put it in the shower. Have fresh balls in the shower.
You can have a shower in the dark.
You get a little lovely bag for it as well. And then you're like, you know, when you go on holiday, you got to put your 100 mils in your toothpaste. You can dash it all in there if you
nice.
Want a piece of piss. But yeah, COVID spring break right around the corner. We don't do spring break here, do we?
So everything's becoming Americanized now, isn't it? But you surprised me if we did.
But you lot at home definitely do spring break. And you'll be spring breaking it in your pants, mate. Manscaped is here to ensure that the party in your pants never stops. The party don't start to
read the rest of it out.
Even Veronica Cornerstone wouldn't say no to this pants party. For everyone preparing for a pants party this spring break, I have an exclusive 20% off discount. Use code devils20 at manscaped.com. Host talk right. See, I'm Ron Burgundy.
He did that. He did exactly the same thing.
Right. Why? Oh why have a paragraph that says don't read?
Honestly, this is exactly what he did.
Why do that?
Do not read. What?
Why put it on there? Listen, shave your balls.
Someone said they want me to test it on my army.
I'll do it.
I'll do it.
Don't touch each other.
I'm gonna let you do it, bro. So you can absolutely kill that.
If this isn't a meme, we're failing at life.
Like a tiger.
Now you've got to do the rest, otherwise it's just
gonna
be silly.
Just have a patch,
innit? I know.
Just have a patchy. They call me Apache Indian anyway on road.
Did it?
Yeah, yeah.
That's never happened, has it?
It has.
Not once.
Say, hey, there's that Apache Indian.
Okay. Anyway, there's an exclusive code. You get 20% off using devils20 at manscaped.com. Shave your nuts. It's almost summer. You're almost going to be allowed out. I mean, do you want another man doing it? You don't want another man doing it.
Although, maybe you do.
Some back in the day before Manscaped.
Don't.
Back in the day before Manscaped.
With your feet in stirrups, Jay.
Nah, you do it yourself.
What do you do? Just give us a number two round the old balloon knot? Like, no, I don't think so. Just get them sorted yourself.
Yeah.
So before Manscaped, you were getting crap back then, sat?
No, I wouldn't go to another man. I wouldn't go to another man and ask him to.
What did you do? Put a mirror on the floor?
Me, I use Magic Smooth sometimes, but we can't talk about that because it's sponsored by Manscaped.
Yeah. So buy a Manscaped because you don't want to be using that shit he's using. You want to be using these bad boys, looking after your testicles. They even have little things like spray for your balls. A ball deodorant, mate. There's something that some of these people
no
sat
spray, around
this
no
table
lady.
Need.
Remember that one's in the toilet.
You know, get some deodorant on your balls.
They
They've
be
also got
Manscaped.
Feet toner thing as well.
Feet toner.
Your feet, if your foot smells, Manscaped have got you covered. So get on it. Devils 20 at the checkout. 20% off. Now, I know loads of YouTubers are telling you to do this, but use our code, yeah, because we need it. We need your help. So get Devils 20 in. Get on it, manscaped.com. Thank you very much to Manscaped for sponsoring the show. And
but on a serious note, as of like next
nuts.
Month, you're going to be able to go on the piss. And then a couple of months after that, you're going to be properly able to go on the piss.
Keep now's the time, innit?
High and tight.
And you do want to get them look ready because... Him. The gal them don't want messy balls, boys. You know, look after him. Look after him. You expect your lady friends in your life to be a bit look after themselves. So do it yourself. Can't be rolling around with a mud butt and hairy balls, mad gooch going on. Get on Manscaped. There you go.
Well said.
Some pants for Steve.
All right, for pants.
You don't wear pants, do you? Commando Steve, they call him. And not because he was in the army.
What? No, I always wear underwear. Gotta stop the chafe, Jay.
Okay, fair enough.
You use, like, use Manscaped, don't you?
Of course, man. It's so much easier with that light, not having to hold a torch. Honestly, mate. Missy's like, what are you doing in there? I'm like, fucking trying to shave this nightmare. She's like, get a grip. Now, thanks to the lawnmower 3.0 with its torch inbuilt, it's like, none of that drama.
Keegan said, you've only got two balls, so look after him.
Well said, Keegan.
There you go.
At most.
And now I've got... No,
suffering for this channel, you son. Shaving your arms.
Mental, though.
There's some talk about Solskjaer's getting an extension.
Oh, hello. He wants to talk about...
Why has he got Manscaped as well? He's going to trim back the pubes and... Because it makes it look bigger. That's an extension, isn't it?
Could be.
9-year deal, as it says there, Steve.
Nine-year
deal. 9 million a year deal, you're right. You happy about this?
I'd be happy if I was getting a 9 million
deal.
No, are
you happy that he's signing a £9 million a year deal or a deal, an extension?
How long was his deal anyway?
Well, I looked at it. I was trying to work this out today because a lot of them are talking about, oh, yeah.
18 months ago he signed.
He's free. He's got his current three-year contract is entering his final year later this month.
All right, okay then. So
it runs out next year then.
Let's be real,
it's,
man.
It's the right time to renew it.
Let's be real. Weren't not going to renew it.
No, they probably weren't, no.
The people that are moaning, like they just love to moan anyway. Look, I can understand the timing of it. Some people might go... Let's wait till the end of the season.
Yeah, because what's another couple of months going to make now? This isn't like when he signed the permanent deal in the first place. I think there was a lot of question marks about the club. I don't think there would have been loads of question marks at the end of the season. You could have just done it in the summer. I don't know.
And look, they might be doing it in the summer because this is just rumours.
He's not signing it.
Negotiations,
yeah, that's
probably. But once they brought in Darren Fletcher and John Myrtle, Once they brought them in, you kind of knew they're building this for the long term now, aren't they? Or the medium term, at the very least.
I mean, we know that doesn't necessarily mean you've got job security at United if you sign a new deal. I mean, Jose signed one in January, he's gone by Christmas.
No manager's got job security.
Yeah, exactly. But
apart from Pep.
I'm happy that he signed a deal anyway. I like what all he's doing, leaving it. I think...
Well, right, if you... Was,
he's
if
moving
you,
it us I mean, forward.
If you're moaning about it, who did you think they were going to bring in this summer or next summer?
This is the thing. Half the time, a lot of people who aren't happy with Ollie, the suggestions aren't great either. It's like, oh, Brendan Rodgers. What? No.
I'm not suggesting he should be brought in.
No, but I've seen that. No, he's a good coach, but I don't think that necessarily he's the answer to moving Manchester United forward is to bring Brendan Rodgers in. It's certainly not somebody who gets me excited. I think, oh yeah, Brendan Rodgers, United manager, that's the one for me. But my point is, these are the suggestions that you see. Or Allegri is another one a lot of people sort of...
Yeah, by people who moaned about Jose's style of play.
Yeah, that's
You're
what
like,
I mean.
You've never seen that?
Come and bore me, Allegri, that's what they say. I want to be bored.
Yeah, it's like, well, you know...
Read your own tweets then, you bellends.
Like, Simeone's another one.
Yeah, the same people who hated Jose would lose minds about Simeone.
That's what I mean.
I wouldn't give a toss about Simeone, to be honest. If he was winning, he was winning, but... Because ultimately, that's all that matters at the end of the day.
Yeah.
People forget how you play if you win.
I think with someone like that, it would take him a little while. I don't think he comes in and straight away turns everything around.
No, and there's some truth to like certain managers are able to get a tune out of a team. Is it sustainable, though? You know, you saw Chris Wilder get a hell of a tune out of Sheffield United this season. What was the reasons for the fall off?
I don't want to go down a rabbit hole, but that's a just ridiculous decision as well, isn't it?
You know, you see Dean Smith doing an amazing job this year.
Yeah.
Can he sustain it? If he sustains it, he might have the keys to the kingdom. Yep. He might have the magic potion. But is he going to sustain it? And is he going to sustain it if they lose Grealish? Massive question marks.
Don't say Grealish in front of him. You know what he's like.
He's coming.
Oh, fucking hell, we're 21, is he? So, you know, I don't...
He's got to be negative, eh?
Or sensible.
People like you. The reason why we haven't won anything.
Yeah, it's all your fault. Steve.
Your fault.
Hey, if you believed a bit more.
I got told that yesterday. Because commented like, well, why is everyone moaning about Ollie's fucking contract? And like, it's your fault, all this.
You're the reason that we've not won a title since 2013.
The owners give a fuck about none of our opinions, right?
None.
None of it.
None.
Zero.
We had David Beckham wearing a green and gold scarf. It doesn't get bigger than that.
They don't. That was 11 years ago. Don't care. And also, they don't even know about him half the time because they're in a little bubble in Tampa.
Oh, they're doing the like Trump thing, aren't they?
Watching YouTube videos.
Don't bring me any news that's negative.
Yeah. That's it.
Just bring me the good news that makes me look good.
Not bad for you, that.
Huge.
Huge. I miss Trump. Do you miss Trump? I miss him, man.
Huge.
Have you seen them pictures of him?
Do you miss him?
I do miss him. I miss his press conference where he kicks off with everyone.
Yeah,
just starts coming out with things.
I don't agree with anything.
Let's inject bleach.
But I miss him.
Hey,
I'd rather.
Is it the same bleach? Then yeah.
Why don't we try a bit of that?
I'd rather politicians just be straight up with their
lies,
psychosis,
with their constant stream of lies and nonsense.
Yeah, I mean, rather than lie to, like, just pretend to be nice and still fuck me. Just let me know where you stand.
I don't give a shit. I'm not going to pretend I do. That sort of attitude.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
Never cared about you anyway. Scott, thank you very much for the super chat. He says, hey, lads, appreciate the content over the last few months, last few years, more like, Scott. Thank you, mate. What's your thoughts on Dean Henderson so far? I would give Dave the rest of the season off and play Hendo through to the end of the year. First off, the Glazers will have nobody not earning their corn around here.
Cutting the grass.
What do you think?
He's on his ass.
What do you think of Dean Henderson?
Performances. He's got a interesting number of clean sheets, which you have to say is the mark of what's going on. Now, could some of that be fluke? Could some of that be down to what's going on around him? Absolutely. But same as a striker. Is the be all and end all of a striker the goals he scores? It's a very good indicator, but doesn't necessarily tell the full picture of what's going on. I would say at the moment he's earned this little chance that he's got. Mm. It'd be interesting to see how he goes the rest of the season. If now Dave's back supposedly for Milan, don't know how that's worked out.
But Milan?
Yeah. That's what he said yesterday.
Yeah, he's back. He's back for Milan.
For his missus from Spain.
No, he's back for the...
For Milan.
Kitten hell.
Sorry, as Oliver says on the Super Chat, how's your head this morning, Adam? After kickoff yesterday, it was absolutely class. It was. You know them ones where you don't talk about football? We do them a lot, yeah.
Yeah.
It's always better when you don't talk about football, isn't it?
Yeah, football gets in the way sometimes, doesn't it?
Jenna, tall, thank you for the Super Chat, says, Jenna says, Ollie is making progress, but still naive.
Can I get a quantification on that, please?
Naive, I presume... Tactically naive.
I think a lot of the criticism people give Farley, for example, with the substitutions. I saw a funny tweet yesterday. It says, for someone that made a living as a substitute, it's weird that he doesn't know when to make substitutions. But what would you say to those people that say, look, he's doing well, but he needs to improve here, there, or there? Let me read that last one.
Far
before
me getting into an argument about substitutions and when to make them, eh, Alex?
Christian says, seems like Lindelof had to make up for the elevator story by chasing that robber in Sweden.
Yeah, he did. Yeah, he took a long hard look at himself after that and thought, I need to up my game.
And was that Oliver doubling up on the Super
Chat?
Was
that on camera?
Asking me how my head was this
morning.
Was
that on camera?
Yeah, my head was all right.
That's a good point.
And Shoya says, thoughts on how they would fit in if we got one of those German coaches like Nagelsmann? Or Joachim Lowe sniffs his balls on that a lot, doesn't he? And he definitely don't manscape, so he's not allowed to come to the club embarrassing us on the sideline, scratching his dick and fucking sniffing it. So that's out of the question.
Well, I didn't see
that. What do you think about Nagelsmann?
Nagelsmann's got a lot of things because he's got a couple of sexy little styles of play which have got fancy names. But ultimately, I saw United dick his team 5-0 this year with a supposedly tactically naive manager.
I mean, I don't think that's more of a gamble, isn't it? Bringing him in, getting rid of all him, bringing him in. It's a massive gamble for me, that.
Some good attributes as a coach, but I think people massively over-egg what a manager does. You give him a good team and see what happens.
Joe, get that on screen.
But you've also got, look at the difference Tuchel's made at Chelsea.
Mm.
I think the people assume that I think a lot of people genuinely assume if Pep decided, I fancy a challenge, I'll take over Sheffield United, he'd keep him up.
Yeah.
Like, I think people assume that. I think that's the sort of thing that people think is a realistic thing. If you give Chris Wilder that Manchester City team, he'd relegate him. I don't think either of those things happen. Now, Pep might be the perfect manager for that team.
Yeah, yeah.
And no one else might be able to get a better tune out of him than that. But Chris Wilder might have been the perfect guy for that Sheffield United team, and no one else could even come close to what he got.
That's why I find people that say, oh yeah, he knows the club and all, like, and use that as a criticism. I find it mental, because knowing the club is part of the job. You have to understand
the one I the hate position the most you're in. Is the what other club would take him afterwards? What? Have you seen how many jobs Neil Warnock's had? You fucking drip.
Look at Moyes.
He'd have loads. Yeah.
Nah, I know Moyes has been at Everton for 10 years, but then he came at United, was a disaster, and then went, was it Sociedad, and then West Ham,
Sunderland,
and then West Ham twice. Is it? So once you've been at United, and Ollie's not been a disaster at United. He's finished third.
He wasn't a disaster at Molde either. You
know, exactly. He's got one titles in Norway.
Yeah, with a team that never won a title.
Yeah, I'm not saying he'd go into, like, you know.
I reckon he could get a job like...
Like a Juve or something like that. I mean, but I think he could get like a... Maybe a Villa or something like that, do you reckon?
Villa wanted him last time.
Yeah. He could probably go to a...
Is
he going to Barcelona, Real Madrid, Juventus? No. But you're telling me he couldn't do Lazio? Or Roma? Because he could.
Yeah.
He absolutely could.
Well,
I don't think he would in England because of his United sort of connection. But you're telling me he couldn't necessarily do Dortmund?
Well, what about Koeman? What's he done that's amazing?
Yeah, well, I know he's obviously got... Obviously, he's got the...
Yeah, but that's what I mean as a manager.
But again, the Barcelona connection.
Yeah.
He comes into it. Like, he scored a goal in a Champions League final, and they went, all right, we'll bring him in here. Sounds a bit familiar, doesn't it, apparently.
Also that's scored what I mean. One in a losing Cup Winners Cup final.
Yeah, a consolation goal, that's all it was.
Oh, did he score in that as well?
Yeah, man.
I was young then.
All roads lead to Rotterdam.
They do, mate.
I actually played the Beautiful South song the other day, just cause.
You mean like every day?
Rotterdam
in Rome.
It's funny that we had played a final in Rome as well, isn't it? Can we make a remix of that? Release it?
No.
And Stretford Paddock, white label?
I mean, most of the places on there. Paul Heaton's a massive football nerd, isn't he?
Yeah, he is big time.
Proper football nerd. I wouldn't put it past him that all of those places... Now, I think, off the top of my head, all of those places have been European final venues, except for Liverpool. Has Liverpool been a European final venue? It's probably held like a UEFA Cup or something, hasn't it?
Nah, it hasn't.
I don't know.
It hasn't been.
Has it not?
It hasn't. Because it hasn't been in the 80s, 90s or 90s.
I can't think of a time when the final's been at Anfield for anything.
And it's only been at Old Trafford once, right, in my lifetime.
Well, the 2005 UEFA Cup.
No, 2003 Champions League.
Well, what did the Rangers fans do in there when they were smashing
up?
UEFA
Cup.
Yeah, that's what I mean, sorry. Yeah, but like Rotterdam
was
a Cup.
But that was at Commonwealth, Grant. That was Commonwealth Finger Stadium, right?
Yeah, it was at the Coms.
Oh, was it?
City Manchester. We went
at Old Trafford.
I didn't even know that.
Yeah,
I just knew they were in Manchester. Smashing the gaff up.
2003, the Champions League final.
Fucked the whole fucking parade. The fucking...
Remember that?
Yeah, when...
Juventus...
The worst final ever.
Yeah.
It was like 0-0 from...
Juventus.
Was it like 0-0 from the semis onwards? Like, it was just like the worst set of games ever to decide any trophy.
So Manchester's had European finals.
Yeah, obviously.
Rotterdam, Liverpool, Rome. Is it what other cities are mentioned?
Rotterdam and Wembley and New Camp and Rome. There you go.
Yeah, it's fixed it.
There you go.
Sort of.
Done it, mate.
We didn't win that.
Christopher Singh says, in today's commonly used formations, 4-2-3-1, 4-3-3, etc., where would you play prime Beckham being a midfield three for me?
Yeah, number eight and a midfield three.
Would you? You're not playing on the out wide?
No. Because the wingers now are more forwards. Like, you'd probably play York in one of those positions, potentially. Or it's more of a Kanchelskis kind of role.
Solskjaer could play right of a front three.
Yeah,
But Beckham would probably be more of you. Beckham would be very similar to De Bruyne.
It's a fair point. But better.
Obviously.
Because it was better.
But not like...
Ginger. No.
Yeah.
Peter says, was watching Adam on a kickoff and was wondering why you would rather win the FA Cup over the Europa League. I'll explain myself after you guys... Give your opinions on that.
Win the Europa and you get first seed pot in the Champions League group draw. So obviously you've said FA Cup over Europa.
Mm.
I would say FA Cup myself.
I think that's
I'm
FA
old
Cup.
School.
Yeah, I like the FA Cup.
And I don't think we've won it enough.
No.
Right, we used to win it almost every year when we weren't that good.
Can Arsenal overtook us?
How did that happen?
That pisses me off.
Yeah.
Like, fuck off, Moyes.
It's 14-13, isn't it?
Something like that. Yeah. It's ridiculous. So, and also, like, just like.
And we lost couple finals as well, man.
We lost one to them.
2005, that was
the worst. Penners.
Everyone, you know what pissed me off about
battered that? Them that game.
Everyone always uses that picture of like...
Oh, the black shirt when yeah. it's raining and
yeah. yeah, I don't want to be reminded of it.
I remember that day.
Like Keane and Ronaldo. Down, and yet watching us lose on penalties the FA Cup final.
Because goals missed.
Oh, what? Oh, my God.
And Vieira scored.
That was horrible.
Fucking hell. And then we lost against fucking Chelsea at the new Wembley. I remember that. That made me sick. Then we lost against Chelsea with Mourinho. Remember Conte's wig song and everything? That was so good. He wears a wig. City's going down with a billion in the bank. That was a good song. Remember that?
All them old City chants were mint until like...
Until he became the plaything of a nation.
Was that when they were under taxing when we were singing that?
Yeah.
When we had to take the...
He was a fucking crook and half in, wasn't he?
Yeah.
What I mean, so the new owners.
That's it. They bent over, they puckered up the balloon knot for him.
The blue knot.
At the same time, United getting taken over by the Glazers, and it was massive protest, not for sale. And City was like bending over, lubing himself up, going, stick it in here, lad.
Not just City, Manchester Council as well, even loving it.
But they're still loving it, innit? Yeah. Because they invest so much.
And then
much.
Obviously, they did the same for UAE.
What's Ross Murphy saying there, Mackie? You can read, I can't.
Who in the current United team got rock solid balls? That's not healthy, by the way, if you've got rock solid balls. So you might want to go get them tested.
I'm malignant.
Yeah. But rock solid cojones, I'd have to go Eric Bailly.
I do think
Harry Maguire does, even though he seems like a boring bastard. I do think he would do anything to get... a blow, even if he might not get it in the process. Do you know what I mean?
I think Harry Maguire can look after himself.
Oh, yeah, he definitely fill someone in.
Well, it sounds like it. He went 5-0 with a Greek police, didn't he?
When you're in the middle of Mykonos, twine coppers, you
5-1's good. Do you know what I mean? Like,
come on, then.
Fair play, like. People moaned at me because I was like, my captain.
I mean, yeah, if we'd just won the league, we'd all be buzzing about that. Yeah. There would be a chant about it. Yeah.
If you'd have heard Roy Keane went on holiday, knocked fuck out of 5 coppers, you'd have been like,
there would have been a chant. There would have been a chant.
Yeah, 100%. 100%.
Like, there would have been a chant. Yeah. If we were in a strong enough
position.
There still might be, even if we, not regardless of our position.
We haven't been to a game, have
yeah,
we?
Like, yeah, you know what I mean? You
we
know,
ain't
you know,
been since, Jack.
That's what I mean. There still might have been. Like, not necessarily if we'd have just been winning things. But it would have been back in the grounds.
I think if you're successful and if he's more well-liked, because people are like, why is he our captain? Rather than, it's Roy Keane. Like, think of some previous captains if he'd have done it. Gary Neville might have got away with doing it, although I'm not sure Gary Neville's battering 5 coppers.
He might go and run and get Roy Keane to do it for
him. Snitch.
Yeah, blatantly.
Mm. Cantona, if you'd have heard Cantona twatted 5 coppers in mate. Mykonos.
I'd have his tattoo.
Yeah.
That's
100%.
Mint.
Come on.
Mint. If Vidic had done it, mint.
Yeah.
Vidic looks like he twatted 5 coppers in Old Dion in Mykonos as well, doesn't he? Let's be honest. I reckon you could start a rumour that Vidic did twat 5 coppers and it'd semi kind of be a real thing.
I love the story of him going to Fergie going, I'm going to war.
Yeah.
Seen a bit.
If they call me up, I'm gone. And he's like, what? Like, I have to do my duty.
You got a good life like, here, bro. What are you doing?
What? War?
What is it good for?
Ali photos.
There you go. off topics is Peter. Peter, thank you very much for your super chat today, brother.
Yeah.
Peter says, Joshua Fury contract signed. Who wins? Brain. Says Fury, my heart wants AJ to win it.
Is he your pal?
Good lad.
Yeah.
I like AJ. I'll call him my friend.
Yeah?
No, he's not. Fair. He's my friend.
I've really got a dog in the fight. But I think Fury. I probably prefer, I don't know actually, I'm not that.
If Fury won, he'd be at Old Trafford, wouldn't he?
Yeah,
game.
That's what I mean. Fury's a United
done that
fan.
Before, hasn't he?
And I've interviewed Fury. I'm not like you with AJ. He's not my mate. But I've been
Tyson, you see, right. Too fast, too slick, too quick, too cute.
Quite good at this, you. Getting a bit worried.
No, I don't know how he'd do it. I don't know. I do think that Tyson's. He is too quick and tricky. He's right in the pocket.
So
and,
awkward.
And yeah, and he's just.
It's this.
He just moves and.
Yeah.
It's these jerks.
It's more of the.
Feel just weird.
Fucking rolls around like a doll, and I don't think you can hit him.
Do you remember a fight night where you press the back button and your fighter just goes like that?
For the whole fight?
Yeah, that's Tyson. And I think, I think if Joshua connects with you clean, you go in hospital. Yeah, I think you go in hospital because he's like a piston. But I think he probably telegraphs it a bit too. Like the fact that he didn't die when he fought Wilder, I think Wilder probably hits as hard, if not harder, than AJ does. So, but you know, he struggled with him. And I think age and lifestyle is going to be
this is the thing with Fury, isn't it? Is he like, isn't as focused as he needs to be?
Has he been on the chisel and just been having a good old time?
Buying everyone Jaeger bombs.
I don't think he is that
bad or whatever.
Yeah, but he looked fat. Like,
he put on weight because he'll eat and he'll do things like that, but I don't think he's that Fury anymore.
Gotta live my life, son.
Yeah, I think he's a little bit more
healthy mentally as well. The identical accent.
I love it. Like, I love his dad.
I've
more
never
than
heard anyone speak like other than them two.
I love his dad more than I love Tyson Fury.
None of that.
You political bastards.
Manchester's got a lot of Irish travellers.
Yeah.
And Manchester's got a lot of people from Wivenshaw.
Yeah.
He talks like neither of those fucking
people.
That's
what I mean. It's
such
like.
It's the craziest accent that I could ever find.
It's such an original thing. I've never
heard
that.
They don't understand it.
Because Tommy sounds like that. Tyson sounds like that.
It's weird, man.
Peter Fury's the best, though. You political bastards.
Yeah. I'm 55 years old and I'll fight you tonight. You come down to my gym, bring me £5 for the subs, and we'll get it on, man to man.
That's exactly how it sounds. I think he's probably said that at some point.
Yeah.
Bring him now!
Because did he challenge Eddie Hearn's dad? Yeah, he was like, just bring your dad. I'll fight it. Cunt. Oliver Smith says, get McCauley to 100k next week.
Are you nearly 100k, son?
Yeah, 97 or something like that. Oh. Been trickling along.
Yeah?
So they ain't been paying no attention to the bastard in a while.
Need to sort out a lawyer.
He'll be all right. We'll get there in the end. Does it matter though? Because all 100k of the cunts don't watch your videos anyway.
Well, imagine you got all the views of you.
Oh, yeah, I got 1 million subs, but only 5 of them watch my videos again. Like, fucking hell. You know what I mean?
I know, mate. Yeah,
mate. I said to that Ethan yesterday, or Bazinga. I said to him, "How many subs you got?" And he went 4.6 million. And I went,
bastard.
I went, this is what I said. I went, bruv, if you woke up with my subs, you would kill yourself. That's all I said.
What's he? Is your FIFA content guy?
Nah, I think they used to be, but it's Sidemen stuff. And he's done like health and he's done his fitness up and all that. But it's a lot of.
Wouldn't know him, I fell over him.
Sidemen stuff.
Has he ever beat another man in armed contact?
We've created a monster here now, haven't we? With this.
I've never always have complimented had a bad
any man from
this
his
is
mother.
Gonna be it now for months.
I've always had a bad impression of like the Sidemen and that kind of YouTube world. And every time I meet someone from it, they change my like Tobe Jizzle has been sound with the channel. He's done videos for us a long time. Like my man's proper.
It's just people who hit the content at the right time, right place, with the right mindset, killed it.
And it's like because we're not in their world, we'll only see the worst of them. Do you get what I mean? So like, you know, when they go viral for doing something stupid. So it's like people with us.
I don't fucking know him.
No, but it's like people with us. Like, if they don't watch us, they'll only see the worst of us because that's what will go viral. So you then think, look at these twats. And really, if you watched every day, you'd think.
Yeah, but some people are twats, though.
But we are twats.
Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, get me 200k.
Yeah. What are you going to do when you get 100k?
Sign the contract.
Fuck all, mate.
Fight him.
Do the same thing I did yesterday.
Yeah.
And today. We'll pop a bottle.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Wait for YouTube to send you your plaque.
Which take a year. I'll probably be on a fucking one. I probably won't be.
Thinking about it, me and Scotty, we only need another 98,502. And we'll be joining you.
Mm.
Do you know what I mean? So we can have a joint
subscribe
party.
Scotty and Marty.
Speaking of political bastards.
Well done, Steve.
Is he coming on the podcast?
Sometimes now? I proper hate this geezer, yeah. Then he says a line and I think, I remember why I love you now. I remember why I love you.
I'm fucking funny, mate.
You are. But sometimes I forget. And then you'll drop something and I'll be like, that's why I hang around with you. That's why.
Wait till we start doing members. You lot are going to get vlogs as soon as we can have people in here to film them.
Yes.
You're going to start doing behind the
scenes.
You're
going to have people
vlogs.
In here to do what to them?
Film them.
Film them.
Film them.
Film
them.
And then you'll actually see what it is like behind the scenes here. Usually someone
I'm scared
me,
about this.
Come downstairs and do a video. Fuck off.
Yeah, that's basically every day in my life. Where's Steve? I told him.
He said, fuck off.
Guys, don't forget Manscaped. If you want to clean like that patch there. If you want your balls to be like that patch there, then get on Manscaped. Get 20% off free shipping when you use the code DEVILS20 at manscaped.com. That's 20% off with free shipping. devils.
A man's not a man unless he's got shaven undercarriage. Shave your undercarriage and be a man. Or something.
That's what.
Yeah. Very good. Yeah.
And say aloha to your new beautiful balls.
Jay, just do that on your scalp. Your balls could look like that.
Have you ever heard of this? Do you know your ball skin and your elbow skin's exactly the same kind of skin?
Really?
Yeah. It is. Feel it. Feel your ball.
You get your elbow, I'll get my balls.
And you know what's mad? You can pinch that as hard as you want and you'll never hurt your elbow.
Do you know what's weird as well? When like people test the water for the babies in the bath
with
their
elbow. And it doesn't work.
Like, why would you pick the bit of skin that doesn't hurt to see if it's too hot if you put your baby in?
Yeah, and then why's my baby glowing?
Yeah. Why's my baby screaming?
I just love that. And I was soft fine. Bastard. Look at it. It's fine.
Don't the people still have baths in the sink? I remember having baths in the sink when I was like a toddler.
It's a right passage, isn't it? You got to do that.
You know when you were young, did you have a bath in the garden?
Sorry,
like a steel tub?
No, I don't think so.
He's not that old.
I'm not like Victorian. Like, yes.
Did you have to throw your shit out the window?
It was just before the First World War. And we were looking forward to the invention of, you know, the telephone. No, we didn't.
Did you have a bucket in your room that you pissed in or anything like that? Like East is East?
I had one then when I was like 24 and not going through the best stage of my life.
2 litre bottle of Coke.
I don't know, in 2005 or whatever. Yeah. Well, that was just because I couldn't make it to the toilet.
That was because Liverpool won the league. I didn't want to leave my house. Won the Champions League, sorry. Fucking hell. Jesus Christ. Yeah. If we were to tell some stories about before YouTube, people would no longer think that them YouTube weirdos.
No.
They think they need to be locked up.
Yeah.
Any more super chats? Nope.
Right, go on.
Manscaped.com.
You can
Devils 20.
You can wrap us
fresh on your balls up.
Go on.
Make sure you trim your Gucci's.
What was I going to say?
Because we're getting freed up soon, and you're not going to be linking your girls again, and you're going to be linking them with some wild ball sacks, mate. Wild, 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 like Rihanna said. So I think you need to do this Manscaped stuff, you know. Even if it's not for yourself, boys, personal hygiene, sort it out. Get your balls trimmed. Should only be a grain of rice any longer. It's not good enough, man. Need to deal with it. Get sweaty balls down there. Isn't it?
The go fuck on. Are you talking about?
You do your gooch?
Go on.
You do your gooch?
Me?
You done your gooch?
Don't worry about my balls, mate.
Do your gooch?
Don't you worry about my balls.
What is Steve's gooch like?
Wet.
And on that note...
Moist, would you prefer?
No, moist is... Sounds
with the bastard eating on it, it's probably fucking wet.
It is nice and warm here, isn't it?
Fucking
at least
well
the lights are on today.
I liked it with the lights off.
Yeah.
That's what she said.
Do you know them two clowns?
Mm. Yeah. Narrow
Pinky
down.
And Perky.
Mm. I know you're on about.
Callum and Cameron.
Yeah.
They came in and was like, oh, the lights are still off. I said, did you check the fuse box? What's that?
Bro, they don't know what
For anyone who doesn't know, our fuse box up there. So just open it. And they went, oh yeah, one of the things was down.
I was jumping in fuse boxes at like 7. Is this working or not? What the fuck's going on here? Putting the wire underneath free electric, that. Sorry.
Yeah. This is before or not, before or after you got the bath in the garden.
Oh, you had the bath in the garden, not me. You're the one that fucking born then. 70s. You have a toilet in the garden? Remember when people
Yeah. We had a...
There were houses toilet, that still had the toilets
we had
in
a
the garden.
In the garden. Yeah,
I couldn't do that.
Yeah.
Could not.
It was a
that.
Treat.
Would you have to go in like rain, sleep?
No, we had a toilet in the house, but there was one in the garden as well.
Yeah, but that was because there were times where that house only had the garden toilet.
Yeah. And then
do you know what's mad to think about is I know that some of the houses around in Manchester...
Yeah, it's Stretford where we live, by the way. That's where I'm on about.
They've got... when they were built, it was like 4 families used to live in them. Yeah. Like you had a room in your house, that was it. You didn't have like a whole, that was loaded people in the whole house.
We forgot Wally of the Week.
Finish that story. Yeah, we'll do that.
When you, so there was like tons of people that lived in them. What's mad to think is that they had to convert one of those rooms into a shitter and a bathroom at some point, probably like the 30s and 40s, I think it started happening, didn't it? In the 50s.
Yeah, you're right, because there was one of the houses behind us. Now I'm going to make it sound old. There was a terraced house, right? But it was like one
do
of
you remember falling off your bike in black and white?
Yeah. There was... One of them was like a semi, and that was because a bomb had gone through the house and like wiped out one of the houses. So it made it into like...
It's not even funny, but I laughed.
Yeah. Because we lived in Stretford, and obviously the bomb Trafford part in it. Old Trafford as well, of course. Mm. Yes, I remember it well.
The war?
The war, yeah.
Go on, Wally of the Week.
Who's your Wally of the Week?
Who's your Wally of the Week?
This is why I want you to go first, because I'm an inspiration. And I can't think, and I don't want to be political.
Political bastard.
It's easy though,
isn't it? He's like, they're all just shit, aren't they?
I know who.
Go on.
That Cressida dick bitch.
I was thinking of that.
That Cressida dick bitch.
Anyone who follows Birds Home, stop it, you fucking creep. Because me and Janine were talking about this the other day, and he was like...
You followed her home? What?
They were talking about a curfew for blokes, and you're like... The thing is, though, I've never felt the urge to just randomly follow some random lady.
And the thing is, like, the people that are doing them
weirdos
things,
out yeah,
yeah. won't stick to the curfew. Bro.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's like it's when like, you go, ban all guns. What, criminals will be like, well, the guns are banned. Like, sort weirdos out. Sort mental health out. Sort fucking weirdos out. Don't tar everyone with the same fucking brush.
Yeah, but Cressida Dick, though, she's awful, man. She's
and,
awful.
And the Met Police, actually, it's got to be the Met Police.
Yeah, she was in charge. Like, she was in charge when they gunned down Charles de Menendez, bro.
That's, yeah,
you
right.
And tried to infiltrate the news with this story that he was running with a backpack on with wires. That was bro, he got pinned down to the ground and busted in his head.
But surely them coppers could have said, no, we ain't doing this. Like, this is ridiculous. Nah, like, I'm not dragging this woman off. It's stupid.
I know the military's different, but you get told, and you go through various different lectures and seminars and stuff where they say, if you feel like you've been given an order that you find is unlawful, we as a chain of command will back you if you believe that this is an unlawful order. Now, the moral courage you would need to stand up and go, I think it's a load of bollocks.
Yeah.
Not saying necessarily I could or would have done the same sort of thing, but I'd like to think I would have done.
Yeah.
Because there was things and things that I saw and things that I witnessed that I didn't necessarily agree with, and I would say that. Being a police person,
yes.
A police officer, I would hope that they've gone, hang about, didn't one of our lot murder this young lady?
Yeah.
Maybe we just fucking hands up, because it's a vigil. Yeah. When are people kicked off at a vigil?
That's what I mean. It just seems like it was like, oh, people have fallen orders. I think that's bollocks, man.
There was a lady that said that the police stood off to the side, they watched tons and tons of people enter the park, and then as soon as it went dark, they just moved
how
in.
How bad is that?
And sort of like, it's called kettling.
But you know what you
where
see?
Where they just sort of like blast you in.
And it's letting off steam.
It makes you, it sort of agitates you as they're just crushing you in and like.
They do that to football fans all the time.
Yeah.
They know what they're doing.
Yeah, so I can't stand by and abide that was one, a good idea, two, not what they intended to happen. And some of the arrests that I saw, there was the young ginger lady that was like, they were talking to her. And the guy was touching her. If it had been me, I'd have been like, what the fuck are you touching me for?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Why are you? I'm just sitting here. Why are you touching me? I've got a mask on. Fuck off, basically. And then the next thing, the entire like row of ladies just gets gripped.
That's the thing, though. They're touching, knowing you're going to go, bro, get your fucking hands off me, you prick. And then you game over. Anyway, we're going too far. Wally of the Week, Ross said with a super chat, ponytail, baldy face for Wally
yes.
of the Week.
Yeah, always. Yeah, that's a good point. That's if almost forgotten all of Avram Glazer there. Taking more money, making more money.
So go
go on, I'll throw him in.
Yeah, put them in. Anyway, thank you for tuning in. Make sure you're keeping it locked. Manscaped Jabors, like altered shapes and tar for 20% off my ball trimmer, guys. Devils20, manscaped.com, get 20% off. Thank you for tuning into the podcast. Make sure you like, comment, share, subscribe. Any final words?
No, it's just a pleasure to see you two together.
Thanks. Steve, final words?
Fuck the police.
Sports Social Podcast Network.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.